If you are looking for a place to find your favorite comic book, Legends Comic and Coffee is now in a new location temporarily. This business moved after 10 years but not voluntarily. Legends Comic did not have an option of renewing the lease.
The other fact was that we weren't even made aware that the building was being sold. So when we finally were, like, when we found out, it was basically the new owners were in our space and had set off our burglar alarm. And my partner Wendy wandered in and was like, "Who are you? What's going on here?" Like, "We bought the building." Sorry? And then it's like, "Oh, okay." And then the next day we got the letter of like, "You gotta leave by January 15th.
David DeMarco and his business partners were shocked with such a short notice. After 10 years at their location near 52nd and Leavenworth, Legends Comic is now on 31st and Leavenworth, about 20 blocks east. When the store and the cafe had to close due to the pandemic, Legends Comic adjusted to continue providing the same service to its customers. Its customers chose not to order their comics from Amazon or other online stores. Legends Comic customers preferred to stop by the drive-thru and pick up their books.
I think we took COVID as seriously as any place could have, where we straight up did not let anyone into the store for, I want to say, almost a full year.
DeMarco and his partner says that they valued their business and customers on another level.
I would never ever sell something that I didn't legitimately love.
There was not much time to look for another place for the business. Legally, everything is okay, but ethically, here's where his landlord failed.
He would be the one to have told us, "Hey, the building got sold." Like, we started signing paperwork, and there's a due diligence period of, like, you know, 60 days. Mm-hmm. So as soon as that period started, that would have been nice. Like, "Hey, this has gotten to the point where if everything goes without a hitch, it's going to get sold in 60 days.
DeMarco says that he would have preferred to buy a building for Legends Comic. But the commercial market is very competitive. He noticed that developers often buy buildings to demolish them and build houses or apartments, giving little opportunity to small businesses.
You know, it'd been nicer if the new developers were like, "You know what, we like you. We want you and Jay Coca to stay. We're just going to, you know, alter the landscape around you or do whatever. You know, we own the building now."
DeMarco hopes that soon they will be able to buy a building to move in permanently and reopen the coffee shop.
You know, hey, thanks for everyone for supporting us for all these years, and look for us. We're probably going to be moving again, and so just keep an eye peeled. We're not going anywhere. Hopefully just up and beyond.
With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.